The Ministry of Health cautions members of the public against self-medication and dangers associated with it. The ministry says those who feel unwell should first get tested for proper diagnosis and prescription. The ministry is concerned there is a lot of drug resistance, especially with anti-malaria drugs and antibiotics. Grace Chuankar, head of the Uganda Healthcare Federation, addressed journalists about the matter at the Uganda Media Center today.
The public does not foresee what dangers will result from self-medication. You may take the drugs wrongly, you may treat what is not right, and finally will lead to resistance. That same drug you're taking over and over for a wrong indication will not be working for you in future, and that is something we call resistance in the pharmaceutical knowledge. So we encourage the public always do what we call test and treat. One of the most conditions where there is self-medication, there is malaria, and there is these common illnesses for cough and flu, and that is where we are getting a big challenge of resistance.
The Ministry of Health also cautions the public to check expiry dates of the drugs before use and also make sure the medicine is not counterfeit. Spokesman Emmanuel Ainebiona says while the National Drug Authority, NDA, is undertaking that responsibility, the public also needs to be alert.
The National Drug Authority does what they call pharmacovigilance. They go around inspecting what drugs are being offered at the various pharmacies and also in the facilities to know those that they have deregistered or those that have been illegally sneaked into the country. So there is a system that handles counterfeit drugs, and we continue to encourage people to be cognizant with checking the shelf life of these products. Are they not expired? And also follow on the NDA website such that you're not using counterfeit products.